This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Senior Care Live. Today, guess what? We're recognizing and celebrating the 250th episode of the program. How about that? As always, thank you so much for being here today. And as you know, we discuss many important subjects on the program, and today is no exception. We have a very important topic that we're going to get into here just very shortly. So if you're listening to the radio, you may be streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact. Again, thanks so much for being here today and tuning in and helping us to recognize and celebrate our 250th episode. I am really stoked about this one, folks. I'm just really proud. My buttons are bursting a little bit here. So anyway, if you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, reach out on our toll-free number. Give us a call at any time, literally 24 hours a day, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You could also visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, without any delay, would love to introduce to you my friend, special guest, returning guest, and she was a longtime partner on the program, Judy Wechter. She's a registered nurse and clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And Judy, I can't think of anyone I would love to celebrate 250 more than you. Thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I can't think of anybody else that would rather be here more than I am.
How about that? So for our longtime listeners, you already know Judy. Judy was with another hospice group, Crossroads Hospice, mm-hmm. and on the program for a long, long, long time. And then Judy made a change. She's with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care now. And Judy, tell us a little bit about KC Hospice. I think everyone has heard of Kansas City Hospice, or maybe abbreviates it KC Hospice. Tell us a little bit about Kansas City Hospice.
I think we're probably pretty well recognized around the Kansas City area. It's the oldest hospice in Kansas City. We were the original hospice in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
And we have the broadest realm, if you will, of programs. Everything from advanced illness support for those who are dealing with a chronic condition that evolves over time. We have palliative care with a home health care license, so we can provide all disciplines in that entity, in the home. We have our hospice program, which can provide in-the-home hospice or in-house, the hospice house level of care. So we have both the freestanding Kansas City Hospice House out at 120th and Warnell. We also have the North Care Hospice House inside North Kansas City Hospital.
Okay.
We do pediatric hospice. We actually do perinatal hospice.
Wow.
Someone experiencing a pregnancy with an infant who is expected to have life-limiting conditions, we can start seeing them during the pregnancy and see them all the way through.
Wow. So that's, I didn't know you did that. So that's,
yeah.
I mean, that's heavy duty stuff. God bless you guys for doing that. That takes very special people to help individuals going through some of the toughest times of their lives. So especially in that situation, wow, that's rough. So, and the hospice house, everybody's heard of the hospice house.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I have heard nothing but absolutely 100% positive, very positive comments, and just glowing reports of they were so wonderful. They could not have been better. They made that whole experience, as good as it can get, but just as comfortable and just respectful with dignity. And it was actually, it's one of the worst times in our lives, but it was also a beautiful experience. If you can believe that or not, and it's all because of everyone there at the hospice house. So thanks for what you do. It's amazing.
It's a great place to be. I know I smile when I say that, and people probably think, oh, it's kind of weird. But
yeah.
You know, when you go there, it's because your situation is really, you're in a really rough situation,
yeah.
A really bad spot. And as soon as you get in there, you just feel safe. They take care of things.
Yep, absolutely. Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. If you want to learn more about a fantastic organization, if you want to find out if you're qualified for some of their programs, definitely reach out to KC Hospice, 816-363-2600, 816-363-2600. You can also visit online. It's a great website, kchospice.org. kchospice.org. And what's your territory here in Kansas City?
It's the Kansas City metropolitan area.
Okay,
so
both sides, Kansas and Missouri.
Kansas and Missouri. Mm-hmm. So we're going to head out east. Boy, I should have all of these memorized, but we've expanded recently more into the Miami and Douglas County areas on the Kansas side. So Kansas has grown. Missouri, we're going to go east, not quite to Warrensburg, but almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what everyone would consider the KC metro area.
The greater KC metro.
It kind of extended or expanded there a little bit. So,
yes.
All right. Excellent. KChospice.org, KChospice.org, or 816-363-2600, 816-363-2600. And so, Judy, on to the topic of the day. This is a huge one. It's important. You and I have talked about this before on previous episodes. We've done continuing education classes on this. National Healthcare Decision Month. Now, I know the day you always, you say it's like the day after you pay your taxes and maybe swear a couple of words.
That's right.
Then you move on to the next day, which is really important.
They actually picked it. The April 16th date because of the quote from Benjamin Franklin that the only two certainties in life were death and taxes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was really smart on someone's part.
It was.
Yeah.
Nathan, the founder. So put a copy of your durable power of attorney for health care in with your tax return, and it guarantees that at least once a year you'll lay eyes on it. And if
that's
it needs
really,
updated or something, take care of it.
That's a good idea.
I know. I'm full of good ideas. It's great.
See how you are?
I am. Walking post-it now.
You are truly, I've said this before, a walking encyclopedia of knowledge about like all kinds of stuff, all kinds of good stuff.
Wealth of useless information might be another way to describe it. Goes both ways.
Yeah. So obviously we're a few days after the National Healthcare Decision Day, which was the 16th. Okay. Mm-hmm. But most organizations, there's kind of a pinpoint on the 16th, and I didn't realize that was very intentional. It's a fantastic idea, but most organizations actually try to recognize that and have events raising awareness throughout the whole month. So again, April is National Healthcare Decisions Day. And so what does that mean, actually? What exactly does that mean?
This is an opportunity for a collaborative effort of national, state, and community organizations to put an emphasis out there for the community to not only talk about what their advanced healthcare decisions need to be, but also to get them documented and get the appropriate forms in place. We live in a society now where healthcare has changed dramatically. We used to be very, very clear on when someone was alive and when someone was dead. And it actually has gotten kind of gray. I actually heard triple dead recently.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I've heard dead and I've heard dead, dead. But this one was described as dead, dead, dead. And I'm not exactly sure what the triple dead was, but I'm pretty sure it's not a good thing to have it in the same sentence with your name.
Yeah.
But we have been able to treat people with illnesses and chronic conditions and traumatic events and sustain a living status, if you will. But we still need to know what you want and what to do with you afterwards, because as we found out back in the early 90s, late 80s, when these events started happening with the advances in trauma medicine and disease advancement, people started ending up in situations where their families were at each other's necks, throats, if you will, about what should or should not happen, what decisions should or should not be made. So you had spouses and parents and adult children all arguing over who should get to make decisions and whether or not artificial means should be continued to sustain, quote, life, or whether or not they should be withdrawn and allow a natural death. And we, as a community, as healthcare consumers, responded back and said, you know, holy cow, if this was me, my family, the last thing I would want would be Good Morning America or Nightline talking about this and deciding my fate and my outcome and airing all of my family's dirty laundry. And quite frankly, I should get to decide. You know, it's my choice what happens. And if I can't speak for myself for whatever reason, then I want to make sure that I get to choose whoever is my spokesperson. So we put out an legislation, and it was passed. It's called the Patient Self-Determination Act. We asked for it, and we got it.
Awesome. Judy Wechter, registered nurse and clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And we're going to unpack that. Judy just laid a whole bunch of really, really good information. And so we're going to drill down on that and give you a lot of additional information around the topic of the day, National Healthcare Decision Month. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. A power of attorney document is still in force even after the death of the person granting power of attorney. Is this statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode, the 250th episode of Senior Care Live, right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, feel free to call our toll-free number at any time, literally 24 hours a day if you'd like. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream this program program to any electronic device. It's so easy. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, or you could also just click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then boom, you are in. It'll stream to your phone, your tablet, your computer, your PC, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. A power of attorney for finance, that document, the power of attorney for finance document, is still in force even after the death of the person granting the power of attorney for finance. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. It is false. I have met a lot of people over the years, and they're like, well, when Dad passes away, I've got this power of attorney document. I'll just go in and take care of things financially. I'm like, no, you won't. not so fast. The power of attorney for finance is in full effect when the person is living. Mm-hmm. You are a spokesman. You can make decisions. You can transact financial transactions, etc. But when that person dies for finance, then you move on to a trust, which would dictate how assets flow, or a will that would also have to go to probate and could be challenged, actually. So your POA document and authority for finance really expires when the person expires. That's the easiest way that I think there is to think of it. But that's not totally true for healthcare, Judy. Is that correct?
Well, and people do need to recognize that a DPOA for finances is totally separate than a DPOA for healthcare. But a durable power of attorney for healthcare does have the authority to authorize things such as autopsy or organ donation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, and I wasn't totally clear. That makes sense, though. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I thought they all expired when the person expired, but there are a couple of exceptions for healthcare. So, all right. Judy Wechter, registered nurse and clinical liaison for Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. If you have a question for Judy, or if you want to reach out to KC Hospice, it's a fantastic organization, 816-363-2600. 816-363-2600, or you could also check them out online, kchospice.org, kchospice.org. And Judy, again, thanks for being here on number 250. God willing, we'll have another 250 down the road. But today we're recognizing and discussing National Healthcare Decisions Month.
It's a big deal, not just the 250 episode, but
yeah.
The National Healthcare.
Well, it's a big deal too.
National Healthcare Decision Day. I sound like such a geek on this, but it's one of my favorite topics to talk about, yeah. And I think that's because it gives people control in situations that they feel so out of control. Mm-hmm. If we wait until the crisis has happened, it's way too late to hit the brakes or steer in another direction. That had to happen before you made that impact. But mm-hmm. The advanced care planning is a chance to learn about treatment options for whatever health issues you are dealing with. Think about your values, talk to other people about your decisions, and then get it documented. And one of the things I really want to emphasize is that this advanced care planning, it's not just the right thing to do, but it is for all adults. This is not something that you wait until you're elderly or have a terminal illness or a chronic or serious condition. If you are 18 years of age, you are an adult, and you need a durable power of attorney for healthcare. We are required as a healthcare industry to promote and to educate on advanced directives, durable power of attorney for healthcare, and we're also responsible to follow whatever someone's advanced directive is. But currently, only about 30-35% of the adult over 18 population has actually executed these documents. But if you think about things, all right, you're the owner of four teenage kids.
Yeah.
They start going off to college, and we won't even think about what it's like to have four teenage kids at college. Anyway.
You might find me in a fetal position in the corner.
Yeah.
So we can't go totally there. But
we won't get in the weeds too much on that one. But when you think about the kids being away at school, whether it is somebody having an illness, somebody being in an accident, if you don't have this form, even the simple things like you being able to have medical records to ensure that their immunizations are up to date.
Yeah.
Can't be released and electronically submitted, because without that form, you have no access to those records or authority to be involved in their health care.
All right, so can I confess? Our daughter just turned 18,
mm-hmm.
and it's like right at the top of my we need to do this list. She is going to college this fall, so she'll be out of our home, and she's only going to be 45 minutes away. Rock Chalk Jayhawks, but right, music therapy is going to be awesome. But the bottom line is, this all came to light very quickly, because as I was doing our taxes, I went to the pharmacist, and they give me printouts of everything that we spent. Oh, sorry, you can't pick up Mallory. She's 18. And I'm like, oh, man.
Uh-huh.
I picked it up for the last 17 years. Now I can't pick it up anymore. And so that mm-hmm. just slapped me upside the face. I'm like, oh, yeah. We need to get that POA, and we need to get that like right away.
Welcome to Parenting Adults.
See,
and
I'm not used to that.
I brought you a book, and I brought JP a book.
Yeah.
So, I'll get everybody on these. I actually, when my family hosts different holidays and things, I keep a stash of these there just to make sure that people get them, because
yeah.
I have been the durable power of attorney before for my parents, and there are a lot of issues that come up. And one of the things that people don't understand is when we talk about planning ahead for this, it's situations like what you're describing with picking up records to do your
yeah.
taxes.
And they shut me down. They're like, You cannot touch that
right.
anymore.
It's a legal requirement. And again, we asked for this.
Yeah,
we asked for all of these restrictions and privacies
uh-huh.
and things. But we never know when we're going to be in a situation where we might not be able to speak for ourselves, whether that's a sudden illness or an accident. But we have events that happen where we may go in and out of that. For example, with my parents, there were times when they were so sick that even though they were capable of doing it, they just felt too cruddy to sit and deal with the admissions paperwork the consent. So it was, you know what we're going to do? You go ahead and sign them. And a few days later, when things turned around, they stepped back in and took over again.
Yeah. So you can kind of float in and float out.
Yes, you have the ability to do that if you've got the form, only if you've got the power.
And if you don't, I don't care if you're the mother of an 18-year-old and a nurse needing to make medical decisions, you cannot do that, which is really frustrating. Very quick story. A good friend of mine, his daughter was in Notre Dame. Long story short, she fell and hit her head on a curb there. She was hospitalized. And because they had power of attorney documents here in Kansas City, they could make all kinds of decisions literally over the phone on the way there to be with her in person. Everything turned out okay, but they were pretty impressed that they had their bases covered
mm-hmm.
there. And so
that's
how important this is. We're talking with Judy Wechter, registered nurse, clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, the subject of today, National Healthcare Decisions Month. Oh, and also, we're celebrating 250th episode of Senior Care Live. We'll have a whole lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode, the 250th episode of Senior Care Live, right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend. I'm sure you're going to want to share this with some folks who need to get these documents in order. Maybe you want to go back and listen to it again. No worries at all. Just go back to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and there you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Feel free to do that. I'm sure we're going to have a whole bunch of folks going back and listen to this again with my special guest, Judy Wechter. She's a registered nurse and the clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And Judy, this is just so important. I just can't think of anyone else I'd rather have in here for the two purposes. Number one, to celebrate the 250th episode.
Yeah.
Pretty stoked about that. And then number two, to talk about this really important, topic of National Healthcare Decisions Month.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be back. I love doing this. So it's a great opportunity to share something that I really am passionate about. And I hope people do recognize that even if they don't want to do this, it's a great gift to do for their family members. In fact, the studies show that over 60% of the people who were surveyed say that making sure that their family won't be burdened by any tough decisions was extremely important to them. So when we plan ahead like this, you're providing not only that guide, but that peace of mind for your family members. And it's a great place to get started thinking about it. That way you can start learning about some of the other treatments that are going on, reflect upon your own values. If you already know some decisions you want to make about what you will or won't do, then you're ready to start talking to other people.
So here's the disconnect, and this is exactly why we're doing this program. 60% say that they want to make sure their family is not burdened by these tough decisions. It's very, very important to them, but only 36% of people have an advanced directive. So we need to bridge that gap, and that's exactly why we're talking about this today.
Well, it's even worse if you look at us baby boomers. We are awful on this. Over, 64-65% of baby boomers have not bothered to do an advance directive.
Yep, and that's why we're talking about it today. And if you think about it, something that you said earlier, you said, I don't want my situation on the nightly news tonight.
No.
Well, think of Terri Schiavo.
Right.
I mean, that's the first thing I think of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a horrible situation. She was in a vegetative state. Her parents said, no, keep her alive. We think there's still a chance. Her husband said, she told me she never wanted to do this. We need to let her go. And it went off. Didn't it go to the Supreme Court? I remember the president of the United States talking about this.
Yeah. You know, there's just an awful lot of touchy feelings about all of these things. And they're like a big ball of fish hooks. You can't just pick up one without getting caught up in all the others, because we have such strong personal feelings and convictions and religious feelings and cultural values and fears. And even to this day, I still hear people talk about these stories that they heard, whether it's on the National Enquirer or whether it was on a legitimate news show, that there was some, you know, miracle that happened, and they want to hold out for that. These are very personal things. And
yeah,
we have to remember that we take care of people in the healthcare industry where they are. You get to decide what you will and won't do, how you want things to play out. And we really do look at what you want and meet you where you're at. We don't insist that you do anything to be eligible for healthcare. We take care of you the way you show up.
Yeah. Absolutely. So how do you get started on this journey?
Well, one of the biggest things is once you start finding out about other life-sustaining treatments or things like that, that's where this talk usually goes, is looking at things like tube feedings, ventilators, those kind of things. And one of the easiest ways for me to describe it is with my own parents. As DPOA for both my parents, my father had heart and lung disease. My mom was a collector of cancers. And my dad, over the last 7 years of his life, he had multiple hospitalizations, infections, some very extensive surgeries, and he actually did well enough for a period of time to be back on room air at least part of the time and to have some elective things like a hip replacement. Fast forward 5 years into his disease process, and we were no longer at a place where the ventilator would have been appropriate because he would not have been able to be weaned off.
Oh.
We never had a clause in his durable power of attorney form that said exclusions about the ventilator. It was handled as a discussion between him and I.
Hmm.
We knew what we needed to do, and we were always willing to try things when we had a reasonable expectation that they would be successful and that he would come out of it in a place where his quality of life would be acceptable to him. So we don't want everyone to think that you have to have this very extensive living will that addresses every conceivable medical crisis you might encounter. What we want you to do is appoint someone to be your surrogate decision maker in the event you can't speak for yourself. And we want you to talk with them and your family members so that if you're in a situation where your health needs need to be answered and decisions made by someone else, they have an idea of what you want. We have probably three categories for people. We have those that say, I don't care what's wrong with me, fix me. And in fact, if I die, I've got a deep freeze out in the garage, put me in there and thaw me out in case they ever, you know, find a cure for this.
Right, cryogenically preserved.
That's right.
Yep.
And then we've got the folks that say, I don't want to know what's wrong. I don't go to the doctor. I don't get flu shots. I'm not going to. So, you know, when I feel sick, I'm just going to go to Canada and go fishing and the bears can eat me.
Yeah.
But most of us are in between.
Yeah.
We say, okay, let's see what's wrong. Let's do some tests and then let me find out what my options are. And then I'll make a decision based on that. And what we might do in the early stages of our disease might not fit appropriately at the later stages or later ages. For example, chemo. It may be very appropriate in the early stages, but once we reach a point where it has metastasized, spread, and there's such significant disease progression or resistance to the chemo, or it's causing more harm than it is benefit, it can be more appropriate to stop what people see as the treatment to manage their disease.
And at some point, you have to look at quality of life versus quantity. If you have a quantity of life and you're just horribly sick and nauseous where you have no quality, most people probably aren't too excited about that. If I could have a shorter time, but a much higher quality, most people I know, most people I've discussed, including my own father, would choose quality over quantity.
We don't want to trade today for the off chance that we might get an extra few days later on down the road. We often find that we've treated people to death, so to speak.
Right.
So what we want people to do is to talk to their friends and family, talk to their physicians. You know, this is one of the interesting things. Even though people say that this is incredibly important, 90% report saying that they think that talking about end-of-life care is important, but less than 30% have actually done it. And that same group, 80% of them said that they would want to talk with their doctor about their wishes for medical treatment when it got towards the end of their life. But of those that were actually at that point, only 7% had. So they're not even speaking to their physicians about what's going on. We wouldn't even do that with our car.
Yeah.
Why would we do that, you know, with our lives? That just seems very odd to me.
Well,
so,
and I remember, and you were also part of that group, part of that discussion panel. We went down to KCPT. It's been a few years back, but it was fascinating. And this is not throwing any doctors under the bus at all, but we had practicing physicians. We had medical students who were going through all of their training and education. And what was really revealed is that most physicians are not really trained or comfortable having that end-of-life discussion. And that's a huge, huge issue.
It is. And we're doing more and more in the healthcare industry for those of us that are already grandfathered, if you will, grandmothered in my case, into our careers. But we're also reaching out to those that are still getting their education. And we're really working to help them prepare to have these difficult discussions. That's interesting. I just spoke to the Oncology Nurse Society about that same topic in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
We also, along that same lines, know that from the studies, almost 75% of physicians are unaware as to whether or not their patients even have a durable power of attorney or an advanced directive. And part of that is the process. We aren't talking, they aren't asking, but they're intake people. When you check in for the appointment or the med assistant that checks you in and gets your blood pressure, they're asking and it's just become a checkbox instead of a conversation. And that's where we really want to make changes. These need to be conversations.
Yep, absolutely. And I can vouch for that because in my most recent annual checkup, the person checking me in, and it was a check out of box, and we didn't discuss it. I think that's pretty normal these days. We're speaking with, and it needs to be abnormal. I think the whole point is education, raising awareness, and just making this a priority. That's why we're talking about National Healthcare Decisions Day. My special guest and friend, Judy Wechter, registered nurse and clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice in palliative care. If you have a question for Judy or you want to reach out to KC Hospice, great people, fantastic organization, incredible services, 816-363-2600, 816-363-2600, or kchospice.org. And Judy, we'll continue this discussion right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode, the 250th episode of Senior Care Live, right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number literally at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my friend and special guest today, Judy Wechter, registered nurse and the clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice in palliative care. We're talking about National Healthcare Decision Month. And Judy, this is just such great information. I can't believe there's only one segment left. So let's make sure that we cover all of our other really super important topics here.
Okay. Well, the tools for doing these are basically your durable power of attorney for healthcare form or the living will, if you really want to go into that detail. Living will is typically for someone who's living with a very life limited illness and they want the treatment specific to end of life care. Mm-hmm. DPOA takes care of everything. That's all we're really looking for. Yeah. Just make sure you have conversations with that person.
So the living will is an extra layer, I guess.
Yes. It's probably not necessary though, if you're having conversations with your DPOA.
Okay.
Yeah. We would like to see people pick a healthcare agent, the spokesperson, with some consideration. Not only
this is a huge decision, by the way.
Well, it is. I mean, it has to be someone you trust, that knows you well, that can advocate for you, and that will honor your wishes. So if you have a lovely spouse, but they're just not going to be able to let you do that, honey, then you probably need to pick a sibling, a cousin, a friend, one of your adult children. It just really varies because some people do not want this level of responsibility. So you have to be careful. And of course, they have to be an adult. They have to be at least 18, except in Nebraska. In Nebraska, they have to be 19. Oh. Go Big Red. I'm not sure why.
Yeah. All right.
But that's is a little bit different. The other thing is we want to be sure that part of your conversation is about what do you value? What do we need to know about you as your decision maker, as your healthcare provider? Many people, what they really want is they want to stay home. They want to continue to play bunco with their neighbors. They want to keep their pets. They want to continue to go to the grocery store. They want to finish painting their kitchen. They've got certain things they want to be able to do, and it's usually very small focused. It's very intimate and personal, if you will. So we need to make sure that we are helping people get what they want out of whatever time they have left so that they can live as well as they can, as long as they can. We don't have to have attorneys. I want to make that clear. These durable power of attorney for healthcare are legal documents, but they don't require an attorney. In fact, in Kansas, two adult witnesses who are not the actual agent is really all that's required. However, in Missouri, they want it notarized. So I would really encourage you to ensure that it's going to be legal and held up in any state, especially in an area like this where we go back and forth across the state line for healthcare. Get it notarized. You can go to your bank and have it done for free. So the documents are available for free off the website. You can go to the nationalhealthcaredecisionday.org. You can go to the Center for Practical Bioethics and get Caring Conversations. That's the one that I use for education and training. You can print them off for free. Just fill out the form, name your agent, take it to the bank, get it notarized, talk to your loved ones, even use this as an opening. Hey, I just found out this was National Healthcare Decisions Day, and, you know, it really got me thinking, and I wanted to take this opportunity to talk to you about it because, you know, if I were ever in a situation where I couldn't speak for myself, I don't want to end up like, and they can name someone, a relative with Alzheimer's, a family member that was in the hospital with heart disease that ended up, you know, weeks on a ventilator or feeding tubes, defibrillators, and really had an unpleasant end of life. We don't want people to be in that situation. So encourage people to have these conversations. Talk to your doctor. Ask, you know, how is this going to look in the next few years? What can I expect? And we don't, again, like the ventilator with my dad, in the beginning, ventilator was fine. It made sense. Later on, you know, it's not appropriate anymore.
Did not make sense. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But it took your relationship and discussion to understand that. And then you could speak for him on his behalf. One of the things I love, one of the many things I love about the Caring Conversations toolkit really is that it has conversational starters.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about and it's very timely right now. So where do you get that? Go out to, this is for the Center for Practical Bioethics right here in Kansas City. Their website is Practical Bioethics. It's spelled exactly how it sounds. practicalbioethics.org. And then you can download the Caring Conversations toolkit. It's got all the forms and instructions there, conversation starters, etc. And then National Healthcare Decisions Day, it's nhdd.org, nhdd.org, and they also have some forms there as well.
Yes, they have a lot there. In fact, if you're having trouble with it, just reach out and call me. Or if you want someone to work with you, there are toolkits available that allow us to do all kinds of community education. We come out to businesses and do this for your employees and their families. Just call us. We'll help you.
So you personally will go out and do presentations around this subject and many others. So look, take Judy up on her very generous offer. Reach out to Judy Wechter with Kansas City Hospice, 816-363-2600, 816-363-2600. I've been to a lot of presentations that Judy will lead, and she does an amazing job. You really, I'm not making you,
trying
to make you blush, but I mean, you really,
you're
a fantastic presenter.
And
you have people laughing, you have people thinking. I mean, it's just really, really an event. So be sure to reach out to Judy Wechter again with Kansas City Hospice, 816-363-2600, and ask if Judy can come out and speak to your group. You will enjoy it immensely. Judy, thanks so much for being here today. Again, helping celebrate that 250th
Congratulations.
Episode. Congratulations. All right. And so just wanted to go through a few thank yous here. Want to thank again, just thanks again to my friend and special guest, Judy Wechter. She is amazing. Judy, thanks for being here today. And then several people here at Intercom Kansas City and KMBZ Talk 980, Rich Deutsch, just tremendous support from Rich, John Stauffer. Our producer extraordinaire, JP, now he is blushing, but JP does a fantastic job helping me sound better than I really do. Mark Groves, he's awesome. Ron Moore, just a tremendous team here. Thanks, guys, so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks to our listeners. Without you, we're not here. This program is growing. It's very popular. Many people listen to it every single week, and I'm humbled and honored by that. Thanks to my family and all my friends for supporting me along the way. You're going to do what? You're going to start a radio show? Wow. Do you know how to do that? Well, no, but I'm going to figure it out. So I think we got it figured out by now. So thanks, everyone, for your support. Thanks be to God. Without him, nothing happens. With God, all things are possible. Thanks to our partner sponsors, Mr. Remodeler, Golden Heart Senior Care, the Neptune Society, and Josh Buffum with Community First National Bank. We have awesome partner sponsors. You hear from them regularly, and they're all just fantastic people. I've personally hand-selected them and strongly endorse them. So be sure to reach out to all of our partner sponsors if you need the services they offer. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week for number 251, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.